Hey guys, welcome to this episode of
Talk Dirty to Me.
I'm so excited for today. We have Ruby joining us. You guys might remember Ruby from a previous episode. He called in and added a little comment for us into one of the previous episodes. So I'm so excited to have Ruby here to talk about our topic today, which is sissification, the fetish of sissification or feminization. It's for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, that's what we're here for, right? Sissification, basically the definition of the fetish sissification is the practice of dressing a submissive partner as a woman, or encouraging or training them to act in a exaggeratedly or hyper-feminine manner. So basically, it's me as the dom. Ruby is actually my online sub, so I do, we role-play, you know, having him dress as a woman, in dresses, and lingerie, and wigs, and makeup, and heels, that kind of thing. Also treating him as a girl or a woman, calling him a pretty girl, that kind of thing. It comes in all different ways, you know, like any fetish. Everyone's different. There can be a lot of correlation between sissification and forced gay, but not all sissies, as they're called, are into the forced gay stuff. Ruby, for instance, which you'll find out later, has no interest in forced gay activities, anal, pegging, anything like that. But feminization is usually achieved via cross-dressing, where the male's dressed in female attire for all sorts of things. A lot of the time it includes lingerie. makeup, hair, nail polish, all that kind of thing. Some males take on tasks, behaviors, and roles that are overtly feminine and adopt female mannerisms, postures, and tasks, such as sitting with their legs crossed, the way they walk, acting in a feminine manner, that kind of thing, basically. But everyone is so different, and it's, again, it's one of those, that's why I really wanted to have someone on today to kind of give you an idea. I'd love to have more people actually come and join in on the conversation and kind of go through the different kinds of sissification fetishes there are. Another thing we're going to be talking a little bit about with Ruby is the difference between feminization fetish and being transgender, because that topic does come up, and it's not the same thing. A lot of people think that a lot of people think that being transgender is just this, you know, sexual thing, this sexual fetish, and it has nothing to do with that. Being transgender has nothing to do with sexual desires or being turned on by the thought of being the opposite sex. That's not what it's about. And we are eventually going to have an episode, a transgender episode, where we discuss that kind of thing. Hopefully we'll be able to get some great guests on the show for that too. So it's time that we meet Ruby and start talking about our sissification fetish. We are here with Ruby, my little sissy slave. I love you so much, Ruby. Hey. That was the cutest yet creepiest noise I think I've ever heard you make. That is not what he actually sounds like, legit. Okay, so yeah, Ruby has been my, I don't even know what to call you anymore. I'm just sub. I think that sums it up, right? You're my sub. My slave.
Yeah, that sums it up, hasn't it? In manner of speaking.
Ruby is from England, and he's been getting content from me and subbing for me for a few months. Like, what is it now? Like almost 6 months or something? It was before I came to the UK.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it was either, I believe it was late February, early March time. I believe.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, just a couple months before I came to the UK. All right, so Among, we're gonna be talking to Ruby about a lot of things on a lot of different episodes because he has so many fucking fetishes.
Woo-hoo.
It's insane. We're definitely bringing you back for the incest one. And I should have had you on for the Findom one, but we can kind of go back to that at some point. That was the first episode of the podcast. But yeah, so today we're talking about sissification.
Oh, joy.
And that's always super fun. So, Ruby, tell us when / how did you first discover you even had this fetish?
Right, okay. That's going back. Like, we're talking fucking, I'm going to say 6 years, maybe? Six, seven? Like, I was the young'un. I was young'un. Very young'un. Like, I shouldn't have been looking at it, young'un. You know what I mean?
Well... I think that, see, we're, maybe that should be an episode, an episode for the future is the whole 18 and over thing, because we all know that teenage boys never look at porn.
Nah, never.
Whatever. So you were young, are you 18
18,
now
18 now.
Okay, so yeah, that was like, you were like 12 or something.
Yeah,
right?
Around right, 12, 13, kind of. I don't know.
Not bad, not bad. All right, tell us the story.
Right. I'll be honest, it's a bit hazy since it is, you know, that many years back. I'm getting old. But I believe...
Shut your mouth. The 30-year-old says, the 18-year-old says to the 30-year-old, I'm going to smack you. All right, go.
God damn it. So, if I'm remembering correctly, my first experience with it came from, I believe it was when I was looking around and a hypnosis video got recommended to me on YouTube. YouTube, the family-friendly site that definitely doesn't include porn on it, 100%. And...
What did you say? You found like a sexual hypnosis?
I don't think it was
YouTube?
Sexual. I believe it was just a casual one.
Oh. Okay.
And as I went looking deeper into it, different ones started popping up, which turned out to be more sexual. Because YouTube is the best site that all kids can definitely go onto without fear of losing their virginity. And. And as I was going deeper into it, if I'm remembering correctly, it started off with. Let's see. I definitely know that like lesbian stuff was some of the first stuff that came up with it, and it was lesbian. Me, young and me, like, what the hell is a lesbian? Hold on, I've not heard this word before. Can somebody explain?
You didn't know what a lesbian was when you were
no, not that time.
Man, like, sheltered little British boy.
I mean, I only really started getting into all the sexual stuff, like literally at 12, 13. Since prior to
but
then.
But knowing what a lesbian is isn't
I didn't
a
know.
Thing.
I never had any sort of exposure to it.
That is insane. I knew gay people. What gay people
I didn't know.
See, this is why you're such an awesome little perv now, because you're so sheltered, and now you're just like, life.
I have blossomed
dead.
Into a massive what the fuckery tree.
I love it. All right, continue.
So, when I put in, like, because you remember, I was on YouTube doing this. You put lesbian into YouTube back then, and you'd come up with lesbian videos. It wasn't full blown, like, you know, they are scissoring each other. You know, it was like they would be, you know, just like kind of, it would have that moment where it, like they'd seduce, they'd kiss, they'd do a bit of feeling, and then it'd cut off at like the good point because, you know, they don't want to get.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was gonna say YouTube banned my account because I was showing my feet, not even doing fairly normal tame foot videos. I was gonna say, if they're showing lesbian sex on there,
I'm not even joking when I say this. I have seen a penis on YouTube. I have seen a penis.
No, they won't let me show my feet, but they're showing.
What I saw
console.
Was it
oh
was literally
God.
A how to masturbate video with demonstration. I was looking at it at the thumbnail going, now hold up 2 seconds. I have to see if this is actually happening. And
oh
you're like,
oh my God. But me stepping on a cupcake, you don't want to subject to the kids to
I was
that.
Just looking at it going, what the fuck does this stay on here?
Jesus Christ. He could probably pass it off as an educational
video. Yeah, I think he did. Someone said, like, YouTube, please don't move this. This is an educational video meant for educational purposes. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything.
Oh my god.
Next video on YouTube, okay. I'm teaching them how to fuck, okay? It's fine. They can't do that.
Hey, if guys from my generation were taught how to fuck from YouTube at an early age, I would be a lot happier right now, I tell you that. Someone needed to teach them. Anyway, we keep going off on tangents and I fucking love it. But yeah, back to the story.
Okay, so after I started searching up lesbians, saw lesbian videos, one of the things that came up was lesbian hypnosis. And of course I had a bit of things, so I was like, okay, why not, let's see what the hell this will do. And as I'm going through them, there's like there are very few in terms of lesbian hypnosis, but then that slowly managed to form its way into feminization hypnosis, and that then slowly formed its way into like sissy hypnosis. Like, and it's basically just slowly all started piecing together until eventually it was like, why the fuck am I turned on by this? What's going on?
Okay, so it was, if it was, so it started out, it was a lesbian hypnosis video.
Yeah.
And because you're male, it just kind of, okay, so it wasn't actually meant to be feminization. It was meant to be towards women, but you were watching, okay, I think I see. That is fucking awesome. So then what did you do after that? Like, did you start looking for this kind of stuff, or did you think it was fetish? Or?
Yeah, at this time, I didn't know what a fucking fetish was. Like, you know, the sheltered boy I had. I had no idea what masturbation was, you know. I had no idea what anything was.
Good God.
So.
I mean.
I'll I found out about masturbation, alright? That was an accident. I remember this vividly. It wasn't that I was doing the normal thing where you'd grab your cock and stroke it up and down like you normally would. Nah. I found it out. Not joking, pinching the tip and slowly rubbing it between my index and thumb and going, this feels nice. And then something came out, obviously. Come at the time, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm so
confused. See, okay, now I really want to know. So if anyone out there is listening, feel free to write in or send in a voice message to Anchor for the podcast and tell us how you discovered masturbation. Because now I'm curious, is this a normal thing that 12-year-old boys don't know what masturbation is or don't know what coming is? Because I feel like back, like, when I was a preteen teenager, all the guys knew exactly what they were doing and they would not stop talking about it. So I find it so... I need to know. The knowledge needs to be known. A whole fucking episode out of that. Oh my gosh. Okay, so then what was the next step for you with getting into that kind of idea with the feminization?
I think from then on, it kind of just for the next few years of me going through senior school, it was kind of the same sort of thing, like looking at feminization. And lo and behold, when you look at feminization stuff, somehow femdom gets into it. So. Obviously, by then.
Well, I mean, it is part of fandom, right?
I'm pretty sure it is, at least. Unless it's just kind of there and not. Who knows? It's fetishes. Yeah. They just make sense and don't make sense all the time. So, of course, like, I'm going through the... Bear in mind as well, this is all on YouTube. I didn't start going on Pornhub till I was about 16. So, everything I talk about, it's all on YouTube. Or was all on YouTube. So...
There is some shit on YouTube, people.
Yeah, of course, no. It's a bit hard for someone to go, yeah, let's just ban the whole of YouTube from this house. You know, it's like no one wants to ban YouTube from their house. So, you know.
Well, where is your mother going to see her cat videos?
No, it won't be cat videos. It'll be cake making videos for her. Cake making videos.
Is that a euphemism?
No, she legitimately, like, bakes cakes and whatnot. She enjoys it.
Is baking cakes a euphemism for
As
something
far as I'm aware, no.
lesbian?
As far
Come
as I'm aware,
on.
no. I'm pretty sure like she's really into making cakes. Like she gets paid to make cakes from her friends and whatnot.
I bet she.
You're
Oh.
taking it too fast,
Oh,
Carla.
my euphemism joke is going too far. Okay, no more mom references. I'm your mommy now. Okay. So, how do you like to satisfy this particular kink? Do you mostly just watch videos, or what do you kind of do?
Let me think about that. Well, considering the fact I haven't got anything like feminine, you know, like the most feminine thing I've got is like socks. That's about
Oh yeah, you don't particularly have any panties or wigs or any. You don't dress up
No, I'm
at
not. I'm
home.
if you want the definition of
No,
a
okay.
closet sissy. Come to me. I am the definition. I am like the highest definition.
No, because a closet sissy. No. I think a closet sissy is a lot less open about it than you are. You're not open about it in public or with, people in your life and stuff. But I mean, you're my sissy sub. You are on the Discord server and your name is Ruby. You're talking we talk about it all the time in the Discord server. You get the content from me. So like I feel like the highest definition of a closet sissy would be someone who's never mentioned it to anybody in any capacity and is even trying to convince themselves that they don't like it. So you're better than that. You're more open than
Better than
that.
that, I'm much more than that.
But so you don't have anything at home. You don't dress yourself up at home. But so basically what you use to satisfy your fetish would basically just be like content, right?
Yeah.
Videos,
It would literally be
audios.
videos. There was also a time when I was using the one and only ImageFap.com. Well, hey, that was like a small product.
What
It's
is that?
literally a As far as I'm aware, it's literally just a website filled to the brim with just pictures of porn, like porn images, captions, GIFs.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
I thought it would be more heard of. I mean, once again, I accidentally found that site because I'm very good at accidentally finding things on the internet.
You're so good at it. So yeah. I've done videos for you, sissy videos. I've done sissy audios. I've written you sissy erotica. So then, what is your dream sissy fantasy? Like, let's split it into two really. Well, first of all, what is your like non-realistic, would never do in real life, but like your go-to? Like, if you had to lay in bed and stroke yourself and dream about your biggest sissy fantasy to get you off, what is that? Tell us what that
That's, oh God,
is.
that's like, you're taking eight, no, not eight, 6 years of experience and just saying, put it all into one, why don't you?
Get just the first one that comes to your mind. What is like your top like sissy fantasy that really gets you
I'm gonna
going?
say the absolute top thing in terms of sissy fantasy that gets me up, gets him up, gets us all up in the morning, I guess, is like I'm gonna say, yeah, I mean, we all know what latex is, don't we? Hopefully,
I
I hope we know
hope
what latex is.
so.
Basically, I'm a big kinkster for latex. Like that shit, that is my shit. I love latex. It is like, oh
Okay.
yes, please more. And there are certain latex suits out there that have like they have like hair built in, they have like inbuilt breasts and whatnot. So what like
Okay.
is one of the things where it's like, yes, please get me in one of those, is getting into like one of those latex suits and kind of having like you know how I now have a VR headset for the PlayStation? I'm thinking more like
Yes, love
using
her.
like a phone VR headset or something like that, headphones in, strapped down to either a bed or a chair, and just being forced to watch Sissy Hypnosis for God knows how long, and just coming out of it just a totally different, like, you know, absolute sissified latex bitch of a horny boy. You know what I mean?
All right. That is one I had not known yet. That is awesome.
You're a new content.
Okay, so yeah, that's extreme, right?
that is the ultimate extreme. That is like, if shit were to go down, if it was to go like, let's go for the extreme, that's the extreme.
Okay, so yeah, so that's like fantasy, not going to happen in real life. Awesome. So now, let's talk about real life. Let's say either you meet someone who's really into it, or you're in a relationship, like that kind of dom sub sissy relationship, or even just a one-time experience. What would be your biggest real life fantasy? Something that you would actually want to do for real with a person?
Like in terms of the sissy fantasy for it, I'm gonna say like if I find someone who is really into it, is really dominant for a sissy and whatnot, I'm gonna say like. The first step for it is definitely going into a full sissy getup, you know, like getting the wig, like full shaving myself, because Jesus Christ, I'm too hairy for my own good. I feel like I've got hair all over my body, and it may not be a lot of hair, but it's like there's so much.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I have hair all over my body.
Smooth. Well, sort of. You know what I mean?
You want to be smooth?
So like, you know, like full shaven, get some makeup off my face, maybe look nice, I'm fucking sexy, and like getting some nice, you know, nice girly shirts, skirts, panties, stockings, maybe even some high heels. Who knows, I might be able to walk pretty well in some high heels, might look like a
yeah, good luck with that.
Fucking 9 inches.
Would love to see you try.
As soon as I see people like on their tiptoes and heels, I'm like, how the fuck are you doing that? But again, like, fully dressed up into that. And basically, I feel like chastity as well. Not long term, but I feel like just short term chastity to try and keep me aroused and to, like, you know, keep me obedient, because to control a man, you control his cock. That is like slogan of the century. That is like the one you can never say to control a man, you control his cock. There you go. You've got the man around your finger. Understand?
And I'm damn straight.
And I'm thinking like, you know, doing like regular household chores and the like, being like a kind of treating it like a kind of lesbian couple, but of course one of them's a sissy, one of them's a female. And then like, when you know, like going out to work and whatnot, all male and stuff, you know, not bringing it out to the public. But as soon as you get home, it's like into the clothes, into the mood, you know, doing the chores, like helping out, being a little sub butt. And then when we get into the into like the bedroom and whatnot, it's like a very like worshipy kind of thing, you know, like, you know, worshiping you know, like her feet, legs, body. You know what I mean? They're going full worship on her, making sure that she knows that, one, she's the dominant, and two, that she is very much a beloved, very much the most loved person of my life. And just making sure that, as a submissive, that I'm treating her with, one, the utmost of respect, and two, making sure that she is very comfortable with what she's doing. And then, you know, doing all the nice stuff to her, making her know that she can ask something. If she wants to get, you know, absolutely rammed in the ass, I will ram her in the ass. If she wants, just wants to be kissed all over, I'll kiss her all over. You know what I mean? That's the kind of thing where I think in real life, that could definitely be a thing that I can strive towards.
That is awesome. You're so sweet and adorable and cute, and then you're just like, oh, ram her in the ass. Oh, I love it. So amazing. Joke of the day, people. What does it mean if a man remembers the color of a woman's eyes? She's got small tits. Well, that one's just bad. Come on, people. What are we doing here? Okay, so I have to, I know the answer, but I want to talk about it a little bit. Does anyone in your, like, obviously, again, like I said, on the Discord, we're all friends in the Discord server and we talk about it and stuff, but does anyone in your actual real life know about this fantasy, or for that matter, any of your fantasies or kinks?
Wait, actually, in terms of I think the only fetish that's known is my foot fetish, and that's known by a couple of my friends because one of my exes spread it about.
Because it's like the
Yeah,
tamest thing ever.
same thing, but then like it was one of those things where one of my bitchy exes happened to spread it about without me knowing, and then when I was suddenly told, like, hey, I heard you had that, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, that is
So I
kind
was
of
like,
bitchy, but
alrighty then. I mean, by that point, by the time that I'd been told, we'd already broken up because some other shit had gone down, and I was like, okay, nah, fam. But then when that came out, I was like,
yeah. Oh my God, you're so 18, and I feel so old right now. Every time I hear someone say the word fam or lit, I'm just like,
what's up, fam?
oh
Getting
God.
down with the
Did people my age think we were this lame when I was your age when we used to say stupid shit like that? Probably. Okay, so now let me ask you, how would you feel if someone found out that you had this particular fetish? Do you feel ashamed of it at all?
No, I think the only time I would feel really ashamed is if someone made me feel ashamed of it. But as it is, just me,
Yeah.
myself, and I don't feel ashamed by it because of the amount of stuff I've seen. It's not, and like I find it quite obvious that it's definitely not like the most popular thing out there, but it's still a thing that's relatively well known. So I don't feel ashamed.
Yeah, I mean it is fairly popular, not as popular or co super common as like say foot fetish, but yeah, it is out there. You can find it pretty easy. Yeah. So do you ever plan on letting this kind of side of you out to people that you know, or do you feel like in general it's the kind of thing that should just stay private just because that's the like, sexual stuff is private, or what do you feel about that?
With this, I'm a lot more into thinking that it stays between like sexual friends like you and the Discord people that I know, and if I happen to get a wife and or girlfriend and I tell them about it, then I want it to be just staying between us. I don't really want that kind of thing to be spreading out because it's one of those things where when family and friends that aren't sexual start to learn about it, it's a bit more like, yeah, you kind of know that I'm into that, and that's a bit weird. It's a little bit weird. To me, at least, it's weird to me. To someone else, it might be like, yeah, I always tell my fucking nan what I'm into. Like, you know, we'll do whatever does you, mate,
Yeah, maybe not your grandma. Like that, and that's where we're kind of different. Like I'm super open and I feel like talking about kinks, talking about sexual experiences, I don't feel like it's a big deal. Like I think in your case, like with the thing with your ex telling everybody about your foot fetish, it's kind of seems like she did it in a spiteful kind of way. But for me, it's kind of like I wouldn't have even thought about it. Maybe not at that age. But for me, it's kind of like with the kind of people I hang out with, especially like back in Canada when I was in the going to the sex clubs and stuff. Everyone is just so like you just talk about it. You go upstairs with someone, have a good time. You come downstairs and you just talk about what you guys did because it's just the kind of atmosphere it is, and that's kind of where my head is at. Where it's like, oh yeah, like if I have sex, whether it was back when I was with my husband or with whoever, I would tell my friends about it because it's just something you talk about, and I think it's totally normal. But yeah, like I do have to remember sometimes that to some people, not even just kinks or fetishes or things like this that some people could consider embarrassing or private, but even just general sex, a lot of people consider it private and that you don't go and just tell everyone about your sexual experiences with a partner, whether it's a long-term partner or a short-term partner. But yeah, so that's kind of a cool difference. That's another topic that would be fun to get into with people. Okay, now here is a, what's the word? It's an interesting topic and one that I don't even know if anyone has thought about or considered. They must have, but it's crossed my mind, so I wanted you to weigh in on it. How would you differentiate your fetish? Because like you said, this was never something that growing up you thought of wanting to be a girl. You've never thought that maybe you were transgender or anything like that, right?
Well, I mean, when you're growing up and that stuff's coming at you, I'll be honest, those thoughts did come in. They did.
Yeah, oh yeah, because especially since you're half my age. Because that it's so much more common for people to come out as transgender now. It's the same as how, like, back in, you know, not just my day, but even generations before me, how every person growing up, at least one moment where they think, could I be gay? Like, is that a possibility? And then they kind of go, no, I'm not. But I feel like that would be something too, especially since you start, you know, you see this video and you start being introduced to these themes, and then you suddenly have these feelings. It did cross your mind, but do you don't think of it that way? Like, you kind of ruled that out.
Yeah, I mean,
or is it still something that crosses your mind?
Well, in terms of, like, looking at it and going, that's making me gay, or
not making you gay, but it has come up that people mind you, it's come up in a very closed-minded way, but it did get me thinking, where someone was like, oh, you have this fetish where you like being dressed as a girl and treated like a girl, well, then you're probably transgender. And I'm like, well, no. There's a big difference between just having a cisification fetish and being transgender. But those wires could get crossed where you are one or the other, but you may think that you're the other, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of hard to explain, but like, so tell me about your thoughts on, and at any point when you've thought about the possibility of being transgender and how you may have ruled that out, or if you have ruled that out.
Okay. I believe, I won't be able to give you an
answer. Sorry, complicated question.
It's all right. I'm trying to think of a solid answer for it, because it's one of those ones where, like, I'd have to think back a bit into it. And I'm gonna say that, like, when I was first starting out looking at it and first going through, like, the feminization, hypnotisudiosum, whatnot, looking at them all and being subject to the hypnosis, it kind of had my head in the mindset where it's like, you know, maybe this is something that I'd be more accustomed to. Maybe being a girl is something that's just a lot more me. And going through more and more of it, it's, you know, you're looking at it, it's going into my head, but it never really went into a full-fledged, yep, I'm a woman, that's 100%, I was born wrong, I was born a man, I should have been a woman. That never went from my head. It was a lot more of, I was looking at it like, I'd like to be a woman, but it's not something where I'm like, I want to go through the full process of, like, doing a full change. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Looking at it always.
Yeah, it's a fantasy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, looking at it, it's like, it'd be nice to be one and, like, fantasize about all the things that I could do as one. But it's not one where I'd go, yeah, I'd do that. I would change permanently and I'd, you know, completely change myself for whatever I'm watching right now, if you get me.
Exactly. So, and because I've seen this brought up, and because I've seen it brought up in a kind of condescending, dickish way, it's here's how I see the difference. And keeping in mind, I don't have a cisification fetish, well, because I'm already a woman. But I want, actually, now that I think about it, I want to look up if this is a thing for women. I wonder if women have a masculinization fetish.
I mean,
I've never. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't heard of the fetish of masculinized. That's a hard word to say, you know.
I'm pretty sure I fucked it up. I don't even think it's a word. But yeah, like, I've never heard of it, but I kind of wonder if it's a thing now.
I mean, I feel like it, because of course I know that there are females out there that go from female to male. That is a trans.
Well, yeah, being transgender, yeah, but I mean more in the feminization fetish category, which is not being transgender. But yeah, like, but it's something that I want everyone to know, because this, you know, this is a pretty fun podcast. We get to learn about fetishes and talk about sex and stuff, but it's also educational. I mean, people listening to this, a lot of people listening to this probably never even have knew that this was a thing before they started listening to this episode. So I want people to know, cissification and feminization fetish has to do with being transgender. Like Ruby was saying, he saw this video, and of course, especially when you are introduced to something like this so young, you're going to have these questions like Ruby did. But you see these videos, it's, you know, you start thinking of being dressed up, of being treated in a feminine way or a hyper-feminine way, and it turns you on. It gets you horny. It gets you hard. That is a That's something that turns you on sexually. That's not what being transgender is. When a transgender, say a transgender woman who was born a male, you know, is growing up, they don't think of being a woman in a sexual way. They don't get turned on by it. It is how they were born. It's who they are. It's not it's not sexual at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, a transgender woman before, you know, growing up as a boy does not dress up in corsets and heels and jerk off. That's not what it feels like. That's not how it presents. That's not what it is. So everyone out there who thinks that, you know, males with feminization fetishes are gay or transgender, that's not what the deal is. So... education. Woo!
I love it. I left school for this shit.
I know, right? You what?
I left school for this kind of education.
I know, right? High school's over and now we're getting into the real shit. Yeah. See, everyone should just quit school and listen to this podcast. Life, baby. All right. Any final stories or anecdotes or comments on the subject, Ruby baby?
Well, one thing I would like to kind of throw out there is, whilst I may be into this whole like cissification and sissy stuff, I don't actually like men. Like,
yeah, see, there you go.
Like, honestly, most men are fucking dicks. All things considered, I've seen men. Fuck men.
I will agree with that.
But like,
that's another interesting kind of differentiation is forced bi and gay activities. There are a lot of sissies who like the forced bi or forced gay, but there are some who don't. They're not cissification and forced gay isn't interchangeable. Some sissies like it, some don't. Yeah. And some people like it and don't like cissification. They're two different fetishes. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, go on with what you were saying.
So, of course, there's a thing where I like cocks, right? But I don't like a cock on a man who is, like, you know when you get like, the stereotypical man? Big, big boy, he's got some hair, he's got that gruff voice, he's got that, like, yeah, kind of voice, you know what I mean? And I don't know what it is, but whenever there's porn going on, or I'm trying to just like have a browse through like some porn or whatever, if I hear male grunting, like, and I'm talking like really deep, like kind of usual male grunting,
yeah,
it's just a turn off. I hate it.
Do it for me.
Not the,
I just wanted to hear you try to sound manly. All right, come on. Because we don't know what male grunting is. We needed a demonstration. It's for science.
Science.
All right. Shit, okay. You were making a very good point, and then I ruined it.
God damn it, this grunting. But basically, it's... Whilst I don't like a cock on a man who will do this deep grunting and will be all like weird and, oh yeah, you like that, don't you, you fucking bitch? No, that kind of thing. It's like that's not me. That's very arousing to me. But then when I see like a cock on, say, another sissy, like a femboy, or the other, like, fancy fetish for it being the futonari fetish, when I see cocks on there, bro, those are just like the most beautiful fucking cocks that I ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, yes, that is a cock that I would like. Give me that cock. Give me the cock.
So cock is okay, but you like the female form.
Yeah, it's definitely more like that. I like cock, but the female form is just much more appealing to me than this buff ass male busting down my door in the same voice,
yeah,
cheeks. You know what I mean?
Which is why the futanari fetish exists. And for those of you who have never heard of futa or futanari, it's chicks with dicks, basically. You got the the typical perfect feminine form, big tits, you know, long hair, little waist, but they have a cock.
And that
so,
makes them
so yeah, and that is why that exists. So little sissy / futanari mixture for ya. And again, some sissies aren't into that at all. Some sissies with cock, they don't want anything to do with pegging or anal. It's all so different. Feminization and sissification is truly just liking being treated and acting feminine or hyper feminine, mostly, and everything else is personal. It's everyone's different.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about your fetish. And we're totally going to have you back for probably a lot of episodes. You have so many fetishes that I can include. It's fucking awesome. Now we got to do a futanari one. Good job. Thanks for that. All right. Thank you so much, sweetie. I will see you later.
See you later.
Okay. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Thanks so much for joining us today, guys. I hope you learned a lot about our fetish discussion today on sissification. Don't forget, Discord server, Scarlet's Feet and Fantasies, that's Scarlet with one T, and Reddit, you can find me at Scarlet Panty Princess. You can also find me on Patreon at Scarlet's Fantasies. Remember, that's Scarlet with one T, Scarlet's Fantasies on Patreon if you want to help us out. I will see you guys next time on
Talk Dirty to Me. Talk Dirty to Me.